Hey, what's going on? It's Darius Farooq, and you're listening to a new episode of the Darius Farooq Show. So on this episode, I'm talking about time tracking and how you can use that exercise to stop wasting time and improve your productivity and overall personal effectiveness. So this is actually from a video that I just made, and I published it today, and I thought I'd share it on the podcast as well because I've been getting some positive feedback on it. And if you enjoy videos, you can check it out. It's on my YouTube channel. I link the video in the description of this podcast as well. So if you're interested in improving your personal effectiveness, check out this episode. So let me ask you a question. Do you know where your time goes? If you ask most people, the answer is no, because it's not a normal thing to do. We just live our lives, we go to work, you know, we do one task after the other, and we hardly think about, you know, what we do on an average day. And one of my main philosophies is that it's not about the big things that you achieve in life, or it's not about, you know, the unique moments. It's about how you behave on a day-to-day basis. It's those little things that have a big impact over time. Now, I'm a huge fan of self-awareness as well. And what does it mean? It basically means that you have awareness of how you think, or how what you do, but also how you spend your time. So one part of self-awareness is knowing how you spend your time. And I have a very simple exercise for you that you can start doing right now, and it's called an activity log. I learned this technique from Peter Drucker, the famous management theorist, who once said that efficiency is doing things right and effectiveness is doing the right things. Now, this is a tough concept, because what are the right things? And in this with this exercise, we will figure out what the right things are. So before we get to the right things, let's start with step one. If you want to stop wasting your time, if you want to be more effective, like we already talked about, you need to know where your time goes. So how do you do this? Well, it's simple. Just record your time for 2 weeks only. You don't have to do this all year round, because that's not practical at all. Just keep a notepad on your desk. That's how I do it. I just keep a notepad for 2 weeks on my desk, and I record it, you know, and often in 1 hour blocks. I just look back, you know, what did I do last hour? Did I send emails? Did I browse the internet or whatever? Just be honest with yourself. This is not something you do for other people. It's for yourself. So it's best to be honest and don't, you know, tell white lies or anything. It's your own life. So why not just be honest about it? So once you do that, and it's very simple, just write it down. Now you have data. And once you have data, it's all about managing that data and information to optimize your time. But before we can do that, we have to identify the time wasters. And that is what is very important. You need a definition for yourself of time-wasting activities. For me, it's very simple. A time-wasting activity is something that does not contribute to my goal. And it can't be clearer than that to me, because if I do something and it has no outcome or no purpose, or it doesn't contribute to, you know, my personal goals, my health goals, my relationship goals, I don't do it. And what if you don't have goals? Well, create some goals, because like everything in life, everything is created. Everything you see around you is created by man, right? So why doesn't that mean that you can't create anything? So that if you don't have goals, create goals, and then look at your activity log, see what contributes to your goals, and if there are things that do not contribute to your goals, get rid of it. Stop doing it. For example, I stopped going to conferences a while ago because it didn't contribute to my current goals. Maybe in the future I will go again, but it did not contribute to my goals, because I want to spend all my time reading, researching, spending time with my family and the people I love. And I'm also an introvert, so to me, it doesn't make sense right now to spend my time on things that do not directly contribute anything. Maybe it will later on in the future, but Right now, you should be focused on, I think, always optimizing your time and being more effective with your time so that you do the right things in your life, and that will bring you closer to your goals and the outcomes you desire. And then finally, you know, once you identify those time-wasting activities, the last step is the easiest. Just get rid of it, like I just already mentioned, right? So it's a very simple process. 1, 2, 3, record it, identify the time-wasting activities, and just eliminate them. It can be easier than this. And often people say, whoa, is productivity or personal effectiveness this simple? Yes, the ideas are often very simple. You know, things that I teach in my course are also, the ideas are simple, but I lay them out structured, right? So you don't have to look for everything by yourself. But, and this is also stuff that works. Peter Drucker came up with it. He probably didn't even came up with it. He learned it probably from somewhere else, but he made it big. And then now people all around the world are using these type of tools and exercises to improve their personal effectiveness. Why? I'm starting to talk really fast because I'm very excited about this stuff. But the reason that we do this is because we want to have more time to spend on the things that matter to us. And that's how I think you live a meaningful life. And that's why I study productivity. So give this a try. Let me know what you think. Hey, what's up? It's Darius again. So at the end of the audio, I just continue promoting my YouTube channel. I'm not going to do that now, so I'm just cut out the final part. But, you know, I was saying, you know, if you enjoy this exercise, let me know what you think. And I'm always interested in hearing your feedback. So feel free to email me. And also let me know what you think of these type of short episodes that I also post on YouTube, but also post here on my podcast. So you can decide how you consume this content, you know, whether it's video, audio, or articles, because, you know, this is also based on an article that I just published. And I just try to link to all the content everywhere that I can, so you can decide how you learn. And I think, you know, I started this recently, and I'm getting positive feedback on it, because you get to decide. It's not just me pushing down one way, you know, one form of content, but it's more like, hey, you know, you get to decide whether you want to listen to it, watch the video, or whatever. And I'm interested in hearing your thoughts as well. And if you have questions for me that you want me to talk about on this podcast about productivity or entrepreneurship or any other thing that you think I should talk about, just let me know. I'm always interested in hearing that as well. And for now, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.